This is program number LW2747.
I have something serious that I want you to think about today. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm concerned for our families. And I want you to grab a hold of a statement I want to make. Are you ready? Here it is. It's not our nation that needs to be revolutionized to preserve our families. It's our families that need to be revolutionized to preserve our nation. I'll repeat that again in just a minute. Priscilla Brown was just 17 years old when she was one of the 10 finalists in a local newspaper contest. Her topic was America's Greatest Challenge for the 80s. I just want to read what she said, and today I want you to see if anything has really changed. Quote, I think that America's greatest challenge for the 80s is the preservation of the family. Although this may seem a minute problem for an entire country to be tackling over a 10-year period, recently the family has been plagued by numerous deteriorating conflicts, she goes on. The family has always given everything it has had to the nation. Its men to its army, its labor to the economy, its life for its preservation. Then this 17-year-old quoted Plato. She said, even Plato in ancient Greek days knew the importance of the family when he wrote that the family is like the foundation of a house. When it crumbles, everything above falls also. She said, I realize that there will be other major challenges of the 80s like energy and aggression. But, she said, the basic strength of any democratic government is not counted by municipalities or counties, but by the family. The family, she said, has traditionally been the backbone of the United States from George and Martha Washington until now. It, the family, has strengthened and nurtured it from infancy to international superiority. The United States owes much of its success to the determination of its inhabitants, for what is a country without the family? No wonder she was one of the 10 finalists. She hit the nail on the head, right on target. Let me make that statement I said at the first today. It's not our nation that needs to be revolutionized to preserve our families. It's still our families that need to be revolutionized to preserve our nation. Nothing's changed, really, has it, since Priscilla wrote those words before the decade of the 1980s actually started. There is an effort underway among us, still going on today, an effort of people who are trying to revolutionize our families, but the direction they are taking is going to destroy and not preserve. There is an effort underway today. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there is an effort underway today by some in our government to redefine the family. Now, that may sound good at first, but the problem is they don't respect the instruction book for families by the one who made the family in the first place, and that's God. We don't need to redefine the family. It's already been defined. God defined the family a long time ago in the Bible. It's God in the Bible who says that the husband is to be the head of the family. I don't care what we cry out in the name of equal rights. It's also God who says in the Bible that children are to obey their parents. Sure, parents don't have the right to abuse their children, that's true, but let's not overreact and jump off the other end of the diving board and slap God's plan out of the picture. I'm concerned. I'm concerned for our families, because if we don't let God define our families, men and women with perverted ideas will. One thing is for sure, our families need to revolutionize, but only back to God's definition of the family. And we don't need Washington. We don't need government telling us what to do in our families. We don't need the media. We don't need Hollywood. We need dads who will open the Bible and will be the loving heads of their houses as God has instructed. We need mothers who will marshal their outstanding capabilities and make their husbands the leaders, just as God has designed. And we need children who will obey their parents. And sometimes that takes a spanking or two. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's not our government that needs to be revolutionized to preserve our families. Government? Stay out of our families. It's our families that need to be revolutionized to preserve our government, but only according to the Bible. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.